Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, 7:30 here on a Thursday morning, 65 degrees. Senate Democrats say they will boycott today's committee vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the confirmation process for Judge Amy Coney Barrett has been a sham from the start.
And that is why the Judiciary Committee members will boycott.
The 10 Democrats on the Judiciary Committee are not expected to show up for the markup of Barrett, but Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham says he will move forward with a vote to favorably report out the nominee. That will set up a weekend of debate in the full Senate with a final confirmation vote expected Monday. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tuesday evening, Wichita Police Officer Ryan Jones was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on a charge of misdemeanor stalking. Police learned Jones was possibly stalking a woman known to him and requested the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office investigate in order to avoid conflicts of interest. Now, the Sheriff's Office is investigating the case. Jones has been employed with WPD for 4 years and was placed on paid administrative leave Tuesday, pending the outcome of the criminal and internal investigation. With less than 2 weeks until Election Day, the clock is ticking as both presidential tickets make their final pitches to the American public. And one familiar face came out pulling no punches on the campaign trail.
Former President Barack Obama returned to the campaign trail Wednesday, holding his first in-person campaign event for his own former running mate, Joe Biden.
The presidency doesn't change who you are. It reveals who you are. And Joe has shown himself to be a friend of working people.
President Trump focused his sights on the swing state of North Carolina.
They're getting a little nervous over there, you know, the deep state. The Democrats.
Noticeably absent from the campaign trail, Joe Biden. His campaign says the Democratic nominee spent the day preparing for Thursday's final presidential debate. In Washington, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
Several big live shows in Las Vegas are reopening as the city's entertainment industry looks to get back to normal.
Live shows in Las Vegas coming back with restrictions. The state of Nevada has put a cap of 250 people per audience in place because of the pandemic and has mandated at least 25 feet between the stage and guests. In some cases, venue changes have been made to larger spaces to allow for social distancing. Caesars Entertainment's X Country show to reopen today with more scheduled. MGM Resorts says it will bring back live shows to three of its Vegas locations, MGM Grand, Excalibur, and Luxor on November 6th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
One measure of home affordability is whether those who build homes can afford to buy one. In Kansas, the answer to that is yes.
The home services marketplace website, Porch.com, conducted a study on whether construction workers could afford the homes they were building. Using both median mortgage prices and median wages for construction workers by location, researchers at Porch identified the most and least affordable states for a construction worker to buy a home, allocating 30% of income for a mortgage payment. A construction worker needs to work 30.3 hours per week to afford a home in the United States. In the least affordable state, California, a construction worker making the median wage would need to work 58.1 hours per week in order to afford a median price home in the state. In Kansas, a construction worker needs to work only 21.2 hours per week to afford a home.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like we have one more chance to wear the t-shirt and shorts before things drastically change by tonight and tomorrow. A warm front is now lifted to the north of us, and temperatures will soar this afternoon around 84 for the high with strong gusty south winds. Showers and a few thunderstorms tonight, our low 38, clearing in 48 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 17 miles per hour and 65 degrees. Stephen, 10 in the morning, Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. We had a mostly cloudy day with some rain across south-central Kansas Wednesday. How much? Well, of course, Depends on where you were. Some places got a little, some places got a little more, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, I think most people got a little.
High yesterday, 60 degrees. Normal high, 68. 60 yesterday, this afternoon, 84. Then back down to 48 tomorrow. Wow. We're on a roller coaster ride right now. 5 hundredths of an inch of rain. That's 0.05 inch of rain recorded near Eisenhower Airport by our friends at the National Weather Service. So keep an eye on it for you. It doesn't look like there's any severe weather in the forecast, anything like that. But
right.
It's just it's going to be weird the next couple of days as far as the weather is concerned. 7:36 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And this week, it's a virtual convention, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Right.
Because of the pandemic, they were going to have the festivities right across over here, just a couple of blocks from here at the Marriott this year. That would have been handy. But it's something that we look forward to every year here at KNSS. Over the past 22, 23 years, we've been actively involved with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. In fact, one year, I believe our manager, Jackie Wise, was the state chairman of the KAB. So, yeah, we've had a relationship, as most radio and television stations in Kansas do.
That's right.
There's a lot of competition every year as we they send our work out of state. When you enter, it goes to another state, and there are people there who are broadcasters and educated people who make the decision on what's best, and that's how everything is judged. And then we put a lot of credibility into what they say. There are a lot of winners every year, of course, as I said, radio, TV, small market, big market. And we have this year, we've got three big ones this year. We won the best website this year. Our KNSS website is the best in the state for our market size. And we've won that three times over the years. This is another year we're going to win that. Thank you. Ted's won best sports update again this year. That's twice he's won over the years. And see, sports you're hearing on the Steve and Ted show, best in the state.
Yeah. Yep.
What can we say? And we've won best newscast this year again. Seven times we've won that since 2000.
Wow.
And it's always great to be recognized for that, because that's I think it's a good measure of, you know, if we're going to do news talk, well, that's a pretty good measure of what we're doing. So
yeah,
we appreciate the honors from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. And one other note is that our good friend Don Hall is going to be brought into the inducted into the Hall of Fame, the KAB Hall of Fame, posthumously, of course, but
much deserved.
Much deserved. Don being recognized for his efforts in broadcasting over the 45 years before his untimely death just last April. So welcome to the KAB people. They're not in town. I can't say welcome to them, but they're having a good session. What they do is they have these sessions where the engineering people get together and they trade, observations and what's going on with them. Sales people from around the state compare notes, and they're going to have a weather seminar. They may have had that yesterday. I think Dan Holliday is our meteorologist is heavily involved in that. So it's a big deal. Kansas Association of Broadcasters. One of the interesting, I'd like the convention when you could just get together and maybe just have a little glass of iced tea with somebody you had never met before. This is. Of course, I've been doing this for radio for 50 years.
Right. So is there anybody you don't know?
No, there's new people all the time. And there are people I've emailed and I didn't ever meet them before. I've talked to them on the phone, never met them before. And then all of a sudden we're face to face. And it's like radio people pretty much all talk their own language. We think very much alike in so many things because we have the common experience of what we do. It's always good to get together with those other professionals who do what you do. The KAB, Kansas Association of Broadcasters, thank you for your recognition. Coming up on 7:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And on the way, loans available for small businesses. And editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Stay tuned for that. And now our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's retirement tip.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.